My name is Ryan Bresner, and welcome to this week's episode called Ultima Ratio Regum, where we'll be talking about the Canon de 24 de Valière and its importance as a symbol of French military power and the power of the French monarchy. The Canon de 24 de Valière was a type of cannon designed by the French officer Florent Jean de Valière, Director General of the Battalions and School of the Artillery. The cannon was a result of the Royal Ordinance instituted to reorganize and standardize the King's artillery. Whereas numerous formats and designs have been in place in the French army, the Valière standardized the French sizes in artillery pieces by allowing only for the production of 24, 12, 8, and 4-pound guns. The 24-pounder was the largest caliber available to the French artillery in this system. The cannon used core drilling of the bore of cannons founded in one piece of iron, a method developed at that time by John Maritz, which allowed for much higher precision of the bore shape and surface, and therefore higher shooting accuracy. During the 17th and 18th centuries, cannons were viewed as a lord of the battlefields, with their effective use and firepower being essential to victory. This cannon comes from a period in time in which France was Europe's premier continental power. The armies of Louis XIV were some of the most impressive in French history, their quality reflecting militaristic as well as political developments. In the mid-17th century, royal power reasserted itself, and the army became a tool through which the king could wield authority, replacing older systems of mercenary units and the private forces of unruly nobles. Military administration also made gigantic progress, as food supply, clothing, equipment, and armaments were provided in regularity never before equaled. In fact, the French embedded this standardization by becoming the first army to give their soldiers national uniforms in the 1680s and 1690s. As with other de Valière guns, the 24-pounder was also highly decorated and contained numerous designs and inscriptions. Starting with the front part, the gun had a sight design at its extremity, which is then followed by the name of the gun, here, Urani. Next, a Latin phrase, Ultima Ratio Regum, or the last argument of kings, is engraved on the cannon. This tradition started during the rule of Louis XIII in 1628, when Cardinal Richelieu placed an order with a foundry in Amsterdam for 60 cannons for the French Navy inscribed with this motto. In 1650, his successor, Louis XIV, otherwise known as the Sun King, directed that all cannons carry the engraving. This motto would mark the guns of France for the next 150 years, reminding the world of the persuasive firepower of the Bourbon kings. While the engraving symbolized the concept that war was the last resort in diplomatic relations for the king, it also symbolized the absolute power of the Bourbon dynasty under Louis XIV. Despite initial political turmoil in the beginning of his reign, by the early 1680s, Louis had greatly augmented French influence in the world. Domestically, he successfully increased the influence of the crown and its authority over the church and the aristocracy, thus consolidating the absolute monarchy in France. Louis initially supported Gallicanism, which limited papal authority in France, and convened an assembly of the French clergy in November of 1681. Before its dissolution 8 months later, the assembly had accepted the Declaration of the Clergy of France, which increased royal authority at the expense of papal power. Without royal approval, bishops could not leave France and make appeals to the Pope. Furthermore, by attaching nobles to his court at the newly built Palace of Versailles, Louis achieved increased control over the French aristocracy. Apartments were built close to house those willing to pay court to the king. However, the pensions and privileges necessary to live in a style appropriate to their rank were only possible by waiting constantly on the king. For this purpose, an elaborate court ritual was created where the king became the center of attention and it was observed throughout the day by the public. This, along with the prohibition of private armies, prevented them from passing time on their own estates and their regional power bases, from which they had historically waged local wars and plotted resistance to royal authority. In their place, Louis raised commoners, or the more recently ennobled bureaucratic aristocracy, known as nobility of the robe. He judged that royal authority thrived more surely by filling high executive and administrative positions with these men because they could be more easily dismissed than nobles of ancient lineage with entrenched influence. Louis XIV's brilliant court and the unparalleled splendor of Versailles were the envy of and model for all other crowned monarchs of Europe, who vainly tried to copy French culture, manners, and power. Under Louis, the French monarchy served as the intellectual justification for the existence of enlightened despots throughout Europe. This firm belief in the divine authority of kings, held by Louis XIV, is exhibited in the engraving on the canons, along with other famous quotes such as, "I am the state, and it is legal because I wish it." Thanks for tuning into this week's episode, Ultima Ratio Regum. Please tune in again next week to learn about the guillotine and its grisly role in the French Revolution that brought an end to France's absolute monarchy.